Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brendan Weatherby, and we're making mistakes.
Podcast.
And I am sitting with many, many people in an apartment that should definitely be condemned. Sitting to my left and going around the horn is...
Maggie Edney.
Howdy and
more.
Derek the Shock.
And fart noise.
Fart noise.
James Farts.
Who are you, James?
That's my Mr. Brainwash character.
Mr. Brainwash.
James Farts.
The recording equipment just fell down, and Derek decided to put the microphone on the bottom of it.
Oh, so is this even really valid?
This might not be valid.
Podcast.
Why did you want to record a podcast?
Because I wanted to remember us hanging out together and it wouldn't happen.
Brandon, if I may field that question.
Go ahead, Derek.
I think that a podcast...
How many eggs can you yield in a French toast recipe?
I got it. Just keep going.
A podcast is just a fun thing that people like to do, and you know,
like taking a poop.
You're hanging out with your bros, and you're working on your sweet cars.
Is there ash in this?
Yeah, why not? Right. Somebody already trained in it.
Someone puked in that too.
I don't know why not.
Mike David.
Don't say that.
We're already name dropping like a minute into this podcast. We're name dropping other podcasts. By the way, the music this evening is brought to you by James Fritz, who is DJing via YouTube and Kitchen Nightmares. So that's great.
You donut.
Okay, so
already quoting.
Who actually lives here? I'm in an apartment in Humboldt Park.
I'm dying here.
Me too.
That's for sure.
Like, what do you want me to? What do you want me to say?
Oh, that's a great thing for a host.
Isn't that great? I didn't realize at 3:36 in the a.m.
Oh, really? You know, how do you usually prepare? Days of sobriety? And,
yeah. Yeah. Not 8 hours into a bender, I don't decide to start the podcast.
You really figure out when...
it's the first 2 hours of the bender.
When Taco Man's going to show up?
Tamale Guy. Call
Taco
back,
Man.
Everybody.
No, you
call
haven't
back.
Seen Taco Man.
I haven't seen Taco Man.
Taco
Man is...
Does Taco video. Man exist?
He's killed like 4 tamale guys.
That's a local joke.
It's Taco Man.
Okay, who lives here?
Derek and myself are on the lease.
Derek and Maggie are on the lease. Why do you live here? This is an awful neighborhood. Why do you live here?
No, the neighborhood's great.
It's really not that bad.
You didn't see the hot dogs downstairs?
I saw the
hot dogs. You commented on the pizza puffs.
I did. They have a great pizza puff special. 2 pizza puffs, fries, and a Coke for $4.70.
Get out of my kitchen.
That's a crazy...
That's why we live here.
That's why you live here, because of...
You go where the pizza puffs
are. Because of the best subs. Downstairs.
How long?
All we have to do is fall down the stairs and then we're.
If we're
you might get raped walking home from the bar. Derek got held up.
You got held up.
Across the street, some guys started waving a gun and yelling at
me. Across you from where you live, or across you from the bar?
Down the block.
This was recently, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was when we apparently all ditched him.
Because I was going to.
It's kind of a sore spot.
Continue this story because it's actually interesting.
I was on a no sleep for 40 hours, and we had been drinking for 12 hours.
Who's we? Who's the we in this?
My friend Beef and I.
You have a friend named Beef.
100% Beef.
Oh, Beef is great.
100% Beef is tattooed. Do you
for a bald dyke, so likable.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, I mean,
she's
whatever.
Not bald, she's got the little bang spot.
Okay, that's what
she put it in a ponytail.
So
bang
for a,
spot.
For an almost...
I don't have my ears pierced, but they're gauged and they come around my ankles. Like,
how
that's bald.
Is Beef's... Okay. Are Beef's ears
she's
gauged?
Cute.
She is.
Does she have gauges in her ears? Is Beef
weird.
A woman?
It's weird.
Yes.
That, it's
is
weird
Beef
that,
a lesbian?
Yes.
Why go by the name Beef?
Because the real name's Beth, and it's... So they both start with Beef.
What's wrong with Beth? What's wrong with the name Beth?
She's not a Beth.
Her clit is this big erect.
Okay, it's an audio podcast, so that's like 2 inches.
Okay, her clit is
3
that's
inches.
Three, four, well,
keeps growing.
It keeps getting bigger.
That's why she's called Beef.
I know. She probably doesn't even have a clit. They probably cut
her
off.
Because they were all
Beef. Who's they in that situation? Who's cutting off clits?
Now, in Derek's world, Beef is ever expanding.
I think, okay, honestly, it's not funny, though, but she's allergic to red meat.
So that's why you call her Beef.
That's why she ain't into dudes.
What's up, bro?
Up top. Let's do some flies.
You missed.
Does anyone want to?
We're it became an ongoing joke for her. So,
so you and your friend Beef were on a 20-hour bender.
Yeah, well, 12.
Let's 12-hour bender.
Yeah, actually, it's true because I went to, it's a 4 a.m. bar. I went there on a Friday after my day shift. So I was there at like 5. And they showed up while I was there. I left, took a nap, went out, showed up back there at like 2 a.m. and they were still fucking there.
Is it the Continental?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're at the Continental, and then you get robbed on the way home.
And you get robbed. Just some
he
idiots.
Got almost robbed.
He got intimidated.
Some idiots, and it's like 3:15
in
the morning.
What's up, lady? It's okay.
I'm drunk, stumbling home, and then across the street, a bunch of guys...
Talking about guns, eh?
And, yeah, great. Probably shouldn't open my fucking mouth, but...
You started the story, finish
oh,
it.
Oh, you yelled at people? Yeah.
No, they're yelling, and I'm like, thanks, and keep going, and they're like, what, and then just,
right.
like, some idiot's waving a gun around, and
no,
I'm
you
like,
say hello, and they're like,
keep going much faster, and just start jogging home, and they're wasted.
So you didn't really get stuck up.
I think it's, no, they, I just,
he got stabbed when I first moved in.
You got stabbed?
Yeah.
Where'd you get, wait.
By me.
You stabbed?
Welcome to the apartment.
Why did you stab?
I didn't stab.
By the way, we're
Let's
all
talk about Pilates.
Okay, do you want to go over Pilates? This evening
yeah.
we discovered what Pilates means. I think
yeah.
James
Pilates.
And Colleen.
It's balls to throw at each other so you don't look like such a fucking LA quitter.
That's right.
When did you become a Dire Straits?
Welcome to Pilates. Over by there. I play it in a block.
James is an extra in Chicago code.
What?
Okay, we're all chain smoking, and there's a cat like really close to us. I feel bad for
that
the kitty.
No,
no,
he's
that guy. That cat's got a habit.
Don't worry, that cat who's got cancer is going home to a Iraq war veteran, so he's gonna be fine.
How long do any of you imagine living to?
I got a few years left.
Let's go around the horn, Maggie.
Let's see, how old am I? 20? I'll probably
You're
be
20 what?
28.
You're 28.
I'm going to adjust my numbers to when these people die.
Okay.
James is going to go last. Well, my parents are in their 60s. I'll probably make it to 72.
At this lifestyle,
wow.
You're going to live to 72.
My family's very good at being smoking alcohol.
How is 72 a very good age?
When you
are you kidding me?
No, I'm
you
not
just made
you.
A comment
well,
about
the
my lifestyle.
As it is, and like in the last year, it's the first time like a generation had a lower lower life expectancy. Shit's going downhill in this country. We're not living forever.
It's hard to take any fact you say as fact when you're wearing a Gary Coleman bling bling t-shirt.
You know what he is? Fucking dead.
He's dead. He's right, dead. Actually. Well, let's keep on this morbid note, Colleen.
What?
All right, Derek, death age.
Did she say one?
She said one.
She's
really succeeded.
I said what?
She's trivia.
I thought
she's a big YouTube fan. She started singing one.
I don't expect more than.
I plan on
more
living
than 40.
40? Oh, more than 40? So
I
like 39 is.
You don't expect more than 40?
Come on.
I don't really expect.
Even more. I'm expecting myself into the 70s.
You're setting the bar pretty high, Maggie.
So hey, that makes, in your mind, I'm dead in 6 years and 2 months.
James has 6 years
if
left.
If I'm in your mind, I'm.
Dead.
Dead.
You're dead.
You're
now.
Dead. He's a ghost.
Well,
Derek,
I plan on dying in 10 months and.
How old are you now?
20 hours. I'm 27.
Why do you?
You didn't ask me how old I was.
Well, do you fine? Say your age, weight, and social security number, woman. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, you done woman.
I did done. James, how when do you expect to die? Go ahead. Location would be appropriate as well.
In this apartment.
Even after the rest of us have moved out.
Tomorrow.
In 3 years.
3 years. That's a very, very realistic.
No, I really thought about it.
I actually think he did. All right, that's fair. This apartment has something that no other apartment I've ever seen has, which is a gumball machine filled.
Been filled.
It's been filled with Super Nintendo games. Who did this? Derek did this. Remember,
Jesus.
It's an audio podcast.
Yeah, you gotta
Derek.
Stop
you
gesturing.
Say things. Why did you do that?
Yeah, why? Wait, no, I actually want to know
horrible question.
I want to know this.
Pilates is
I want to know this because I have
this
This is one of the only grievances I have with Derek is whenever he finds dumb shit, he's like, I need to put this in the apartment now. Like, we got that blinking construction light.
I love that.
We advertised for Camel on the walls, apparently.
We got signs
for Camel everywhere.
It's called decor, Maggie.
There's lots of wigs.
Do you read Architectural Digest? I didn't think so.
So
this is feng shui, bitch.
So where did you find a gumball machine? And why did you put it here?
Answer the question, Derek.
I bought a gumball machine.
You bought that?
Years ago.
Why? Wait.
I don't know if everyone was aware. We were just that mad about you spending money on something that wasn't me.
Why did you buy a gumball machine?
You bought it?
to make
you happy and it didn't go down your throat?
Idiot!
When I used to live in Downers Grove, I bought it at Sam's Club with gumballs.
Wait, stop.
You bought it with gumballs or you bought it by paying gumballs?
No, he bought it with his buddy gumballs.
So you and gumballs and beef all went down to Sam's Club.
So
they're from the east from the other side of the tracks over there. They play Pilates.
Let's play Pilates.
So we bought it. I purchased the gumball machine, and I purchased gumballs to fill the gumball machine with.
Why?
I locked it to my front stoop of my old apartment complex.
Did you make any money on it?
Yes.
How much money?
I made laundry money.
Really? That's brilliant!
That's actually a brilliant idea.
God damn you.
Because all my neighbors, it was one of those places where I never locked. It's Downers Grove.
Was this the apartment I was at?
Yeah, and all my neighbors were out all
Let's
the time.
Give the listener some... If you're still listening, why? Let's give the listener some background on this apartment. It was across the street from the Downers Grove Metro stop.
Yeah, and a white hen.
And it was it looked like the set of an indie film about self-discovery. It was a piece of shit apartment. It was an awful apartment. It was all one-story, two-story, like flats, essentially.
Yeah.
And your apartment, no joke, was full of Beatles 45s that your parents had.
Yeah, nice.
And samurai swords.
Yeah.
To cut the records.
The only time I was there, I was invited literally hundreds of times. They shot things at me.
Oh, yeah.
You had BB guns? Possibly paintballs.
Yeah.
Were you having consensual sex at the time?
Yes.
Why would anyone sleep with you? Answer that. Go.
No, he would hold them down.
I still wonder. Would
be like, you
want
to be cut with a sword or with a 45?
Somebody out there has lower self-esteem than I do.
Why did you move?
Those women.
Why did you move from Downers Grove?
Just to get the hell out of the suburbs.
Do you miss the suburbs?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I miss the boonies.
You miss the boonies.
No, because the suburbs are like just the shitty traffic and...
Oh, it's all that traffic in Downers Grove.
No,
just so much rush hour traffic at Downers Grove.
No, it's
trying
it's,
to get to the DG from the Naperville. It's such a commute.
Is this your radio voice?
This is great. Don't criticize. Go ahead.
Don't criticize. Come on.
It's my favorite rapper.
Criticize.
He was on season 3 of The Wire.
James Fritz. Can I borrow a cigarette?
Oh, I hate the way you talk.
Derek or me, or both.
I don't know. Can I have a radio voice? I want a radio voice too.
Can I borrow?
Yeah, you can borrow a cigarette, Maggie.
He wants
me to answer questions and my voice isn't lubricated
true.
With
hey, the
carcinogens yet. That's the problem.
Stop talking like that.
Lubricated with
Colleen.
Brandon.
How are you?
Great question.
I'm cranky today.
Why are you cranky?
Are you mad?
I'm mad.
Are you bleeding from the inside to the outside?
That was last week.
God,
that's
me right now. I'm done.
You're done bleeding forever?
Just for this month. I really thought that was hack jokes when we were there on there. It's real.
It is real. Women are be bleeding.
No, and it affects them.
No, because we really do have menstrual cycles.
It makes them really mad. I knew that happened.
We actually have periods.
No, I knew that. But I didn't know it was like Like in bad sitcoms when someone's giving birth and like she threw shit at me and said, fuck you. Like, yeah, they're crazy.
So what?
Once a month they're fucking.
So for all 9 seasons of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Raymond was right.
She was on her period.
The whole time.
The whole time.
Watch all 9. I think the Half Man from 2.5 Men was always on his.
Yay! Current events.
Current events.
Current events. Go. Well,
Colleen, I'm sorry.
Colleen?
You're great on your
period. Colleen! How fan. Scale of 1 to 10. How are you on your period? Go.
Perfect.
So that's like a 10?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get a new tattoo on your left arm?
Tattoo? No.
The yellow ink looks fantastically new.
Brandon, this is 5 years old. I've known you for less than a year.
No, when she's on her period, the colors come out.
This is my mood change.
Why does your left... When did you get... For the listener in your ear, when did you get the star / horseshoe tattoo?
I was 18.
Okay, because that ink looks like shit compared to your other arm.
Yeah, no doubt. I was 18, and this was when I was...
How dare you say no duh to me?
Good point.
About tattoos.
How dare you say no duh, period.
How dare you say tattoos?
No, she's...
That's...
Can I get that picture real quick?
No, you gotta...
Yes, let's... Oh, this is in the...
You gotta go easy on her. She's remembering her period.
Oh, you're remembering
her
period.
Yeah, I'm still in period time.
To the listener at home, I'm holding this delightful book entitled Ballparks.
Oh, what's it about?
Which was a special value from Crown, which no longer exists, for $14.98. Whose book is this?
You get it off the bookshelf?
I don't know where it came from.
It was down by the...
I did tell her to write letters to Beef's girlfriend.
I'm assuming it's, yeah, from...
So this comes from your friend.
Oh, yeah, this is the backstory.
Continue.
Beef's girlfriend is in the Navy, and I've never met her, but we all in this house right now.
Beef or her girlfriend?
Beef's girlfriend.
Have you met Beef?
I've met Beef.
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are her periods?
Beef.
Go. They're beefy. Okay. So it's more of a stewy consistency. Okay. So you have this book, Ballparks.
This is not my book.
More cubes thing.
So this book just belongs to the world.
This book belongs to the apartment.
But the world keeps rejecting it.
It seems like a reject.
I use it as like a clipboard almost to write.
You use the word.
To write letters to Beef's girlfriend whom I've never met.
May I read through all of your letters?
That's what I want.
Yes, you can read through those letters.
Okay.
What the fuck is that?
I'm holding about 15 sheets of loose leaf and none of them are written on. Inside, calm down. Calm down.
No.
Calm down.
Is that Beef's girl?
No.
Inside of the book, as soon as I open it.
I have a new thought.
Shut the fuck up. We have a 7x9. Delightful, gorgeous, gorgeous portrait of a woman. Does anyone know who this woman is?
No.
Okay, moving on.
Put it on the wall.
Is it okay with you, apartment dwellers, if I rip out pages of this book?
Sure.
What is this?
Whoa,
it's Chris's book.
Whoa, we can't.
That book's about ballpark.
I'm getting some.
You know, it's our roommates that just moved out, and I'm assuming this is...
Who is your roommate? Who's your roommate? What's him or her name?
Chris.
Chris is a guy or a girl?
Guy.
Are you sure?
Yes. I don't like lips that thin.
This lady in the portrait, very thin lips.
It's definitely 1992 or something.
Could we rip up that photo?
Can we draw on it?
Can we draw on it?
I don't think we should mess with this stuff because that's a dick move.
Oh, maybe she's dead, and if we burn it, her.
Did your roommate die? Why doesn't your roommate live here anymore? I understand why, but I want to know his reasons. Go.
He moved in with his current girlfriend.
Who's his girlfriend? What's their name?
It's so awful living here. I don't know why everyone does it.
What's their name?
I'm having a fun time.
What's their name?
Like 12
Megan.
People with
Megan.
Sets.
What's Megan's last name?
I have no idea.
Where does Megan live?
Grace and Western.
Grace and Western. Are you really putting on an Elliot Smith's Baby Britain?
I like Baby Britain.
Oh, that's cheers up the podcast listener. It's fantastic.
No, Baby Britain.
Well, now
I
have to pay rights.
You need to know your Elliot Smith songs, Baby.
Britain. It's free.
Baby Britain's up.
No, it's not.
Why don't you stab yourself in the stomach?
That's
all your songs are free.
Stab yourself in the chest.
Did Barry Gordy teach you nothing?
Yeah, Barry Gordon didn't teach me anything. Barry.
Gordon. Barry Gordy.
Gordon.
Gordy.
Oh, let's get some Gordon's Fisherman. All right, apparently.
Brandon,
go.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how lax.
How bad is this podcast?
Are your man periods?
3. Both.
Let's have period talk with Brandon.
Period talk. PT with B.
Hi, can I make a song?
Yeah. No, no, you can't. You can. They can hear you. They can hear you right where it is. Go.
Now you sound crazy.
I thought I sounded so. What's going on for the listener at home is Derek is spraying people with an air canister for no apparent reason.
Duster.
I'm sorry. Wait.
Tell everyone why
I would love
Duster sitting around.
To issue a formal apology.
Walk on sunshine.
Well,
I just want a father.
Listen, if you're going to do drugs, you do them on a podcast only.
This is very painful.
If you're going to do, what do you do, like a weird version of Whippets? What are you doing?
So,
let's inform the listener.
A weird version of
Whippets. So I drink,
this is the updated version of Whippets.
I drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes.
I understand.
I've never done any drugs outside of, well, I've tried a bunch, but I don't do any drugs.
I've not done them. I
just continue the goddamn story.
So we were watching, we made a drinking
Who's
game.
The we?
Maggie, Colleen, James.
Everyone in the room but me.
And I. Can that be my podcast? Who's the we?
Made a drinking game out of Intervention.
Oh, you made a drinking game out of Intervention because it's so original. Continue.
Oh, wow. He really had to be.
That was a compliment.
It.
Apparently,
Someone
I
needs
can't.
To play some Pilates.
So, one of them, our favorite one, is the Alice in the Walking on Sunshine episode.
Okay, why is this your favorite?
Have you seen Duster Girl?
Explain.
I haven't
addiction.
Seen Duster Girl.
Duster Girl is.
I mean, you know me. I hate everything. It's one of the best hours of TV.
The only Intervention I remember
5, 6 years.
Features the woman that throws the bowl of ramen soup at her sister while nude on a bed that has no
oh,
sheets.
Oh, what's that one?
What?
And she goes, "You, I'm on a cloud that you'll never understand."
No, if you
I
haven't seen
it.
Duster Girl.
I have not
if
seen
you
Duster
seen
Girl.
Alice in the Duster Girl.
I mean, that ruined Intervention for me after
yeah,
that.
It set,
I
set the bar so
yeah,
high
yeah, yeah,
kind
yeah.
of thing. Okay.
And
like
she's addicted. She's A, crazy, but B, addicted to huffing cans of Duster.
7 a day.
10
whoa.
A day.
Ten whoa,
a day.
Whoa, whoa. 10 yeah, a day.
A shitload of these.
Okay. So she's a she's got like a lot of Office Max reward points.
Apparently.
Okay.
So,
you decided I got to get in on this game.
Well, I had
a
can of dust.
You had a can of dust
for ISOFIX computers. So
okay.
I'm just always, you know, love dust, man. Get rid of it. So
meanwhile, mine's been broken for.
Yeah, he's talking about his computer.
His computer,
which I am sitting behind. Yes, I'm drunk. It's 4 a.m. I've been drinking for 8 hours.
Is
okay.
It 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So I tried to help. Because
I'm me. And I'm fantastic.
I tried to huff this and it didn't work.
You couldn't. You don't know how to huff Duster.
No. So
we just, Maggie, do you know how to huff Duster?
No, I actually yelled at him while he was trying.
One thing you don't do is shake it up because you want all the pressure. You don't want the actual Duster. And she's a
great person to be around. By the way, we're watching clips from Allison from Intervention. Allison's before photos. She's a looker. I don't
know. Now she's huffing dust in her car.
She's huffing, thank you.
Everywhere.
She does feel like she can conquer the world, everyone.
Huffing dust here in the passenger seat.
I don't know what she just said.
She's got fish eyes.
Cans.
Yeah, she gets like crazy face when she saw us on the duster.
She looks like a smallmouth bass.
Well, it wasn't right.
That's the moment.
Pretty much
every. I'm walking on sunshine.
Yeah, this, kids, go out and watch Alice in Intervention.
I wish I had a father. I tried it, and I was done for. I lost my husband.
Walking
on sunshine. These places are so beautiful.
She's
in a
cemetery.
Puff and Duster in the
She's
cemetery.
Laying in front of a grave. Doing Duster.
Doors fans are the worst.
That's her sister.
How much of that stuff do you have? Is that it?
Your mama.
We're watching the highlight reel.
I'm walking on sunshine.
The highlight reel is 8 minutes of her just huffing this.
Like I'm walking on sunshine. Like I'm walking on sunshine.
That was Alice.
Okay, okay.
So that's Alice.
Okay.
Welcome to Alice.
And you decided, hey, I'm in on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why you watched that and decided to try to do it. You tried to do it.
I tried it.
Why did you watch
that?
Well,
you never huffed shit before that?
I've never huffed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Brandon, did you see
I never did duster, but I didn't whip it before.
I didn't understand what that was about. I thought that was a weird dick joke.
No, that's the same as a whip it. Like, you're sucking in the
same idea.
But, like, get addicted to a better drug. You're addicted to a drug that gives you a high for, like, 3 seconds.
Yeah.
You're doing
that's why
ten
she just
cans a day.
Yeah, she just walks around her apartment with it in her hand constantly.
Right. I wish someone
that's
had just been like, here's
sentence,
a bag of weed. You know, like, fucking do this instead. You fucking read. You're buying 10 dusters a day. Going insane at 3 seconds at a time consistently throughout your day. That's like
it's
the
not
worst
that big
drug.
Of a difference, actually, if you think about it.
Compared to weed, it's completely different.
Of course, I'm saying going 3 seconds insane, like, in terms of time spent.
Have you ever done, like, whippets?
No, I'm not insane. I like the books with the words.
Oh, dude, I have got the fucking dankest books.
Oh, because you never tried whippets, so you think that makes you a reader?
Yeah, I'm
wow.
3 seconds
know,
better than anyone that
I
ever did whippets.
I didn't know this was Snobcast.
Yeah, we're doing a smod snodcast.
Snobcast.
That's why we had music provided by you throughout the entire show. It's called The Bed.
Well, I'd get to it faster if I wasn't such a druggie.
Yeah, exactly.
How's your booze going?
It's good. It's going really well.
Are you walking on sunshine?
No, I'm not walking on sunshine.
No, he wasn't doing shots tonight.
I was wallowing in depression. That's just not a song lyric. That's just like
wallowing on sunshine.
Wallowing in
ouch.
Overcast shadows.
What's going on? What's going on with you?
Let's Brandon,
yeah.
What's going on?
These are your listeners. They want to know.
They do want to know.
Yeah, and you just repeated what I said, which isn't evading the question.
Yeah.
So you're coming back to Chicago. You're coming back to Chicago every month for your show.
Yeah.
Wow.
How's that wearing on you? Like, I mean,
not well.
Also, what are you running away from once a month?
My mother.
Where is she?
In D.C. now?
No, she's in Chicago, but I came here to be like, hey, I'm visiting, and then not see her. That's the goal.
Is that why you're here right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you
to just stab your mother in the heart?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you rename the podcast Stabbing My Mother in the Heart?
Because I love the band Stabbing Westward, and I don't want to steal the first letter.
Let's go interview
and the
your
first
mom.
Seven letters.
Relax. What do I
mom.
Have to
do,
do
it.
Right now?
Can we all go?
There it is. It's a good call.
Can we all go right now and play Pilates with your mom?
Yeah.
Does your mom live in Chicago?
Wait,
she
did we explain what playing Pilates
in
is yet?
Throwing balls
in
Indian
Head Park, which is next to LaGrange.
Balls of Pilates, is that what you're
saying? LaGrange, Western Springs.
She lives in that, like...
Indian Head Park is where people go to die. Like, there's no other way around it.
Oh, so she's not in the... Yeah, all right.
But you're over it.
No, oh, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, that's why I want to go on stage in a suit for no apparent reason. It's healthy. Oh, it's great. It's great.
Quick, random question.
Derek, why do you wear 2 rings?
Why not?
Because
I like this.
Because you're a man.
Because I don't have 4 yet. 4 is the magic number.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
For the listeners at home, we are watching Intervention with Allison. The remix with the song Walking on Sunshine. Cut to it.
I am addicted to it.
Such a white thing, by the way.
Seriously.
Only white people are addicted to inhalants.
Like
I just, the smallmouth fast face is
cool. I never thought about the lyrics. I got, I won't go to the mailbox, have to hold myself down.
These
places
are so
beautiful.
You know, it almost looks like a Smashing Pumpkins video right now.
It does.
He's wandering around a cemetery helping Guster. If it was Billy Corgan, it'd be perfect. Walking up.
I'm
going to
be high when my mother's here. Oh,
doesn't care what she thinks.
That's true. Me and Allison. Yeah. We're the same. Cut from the same great, great cloth.
It's still going.
I love that we've been recording.
Pterodactyl, don't you mean like raptor
T-Rex
hands? T-Rex hands.
Pterodactyl, they had wings.
Well, I guess they're at the end of the wings. Yeah. But they weren't known for folding up like that.
Yeah, but a T-Rex is the drunk guy that's holding the highlight button like this at 3 in the morning going,
audio podcast!
Oh.
Describe yourself in detail.
Imagine Whoopi Goldberg in that movie with the
You can't just say imagine Whoopi Goldberg and like expect people to follow you.
The T-Rex cop. Imagine
that
T-Rex.
Shirt is seriously tiny. What are you doing?
Yeah, why? You're a gentleman.
Should I cut the bottom?
No, you shouldn't.
Yes!
Audio podcast once again. Audio.
Can we
get the host? Tell them what's going on.
Can we give the everybody listeners a big treat right now and have
cut your shirt in half.
No. And pierce my belly button on the podcast.
That sounds terrible.
Oh,
no.
I don't want to do that.
No.
That sounds
what?
Yucky.
We don't have any jewelry for it.
Think of it.
We'll
yeah,
have
I
the sewing needle. That's
okay.
Yucky.
Do we still have the tattoo needles?
No, we threw it away.
That's too loud.
Here's your belly button, yeah!
we're all either pushing 30 or we're already 30.
This is the, I'm assuming that this is every night of Nash Kato's life. Like, right now, but it's also his day, which makes it a lot sadder.
What?
And we have plenty of days like this, too.
You have plenty of days like this.
Derek and I got in a cat food fight the other
day. Wait, slow down. You got in a cat food fight.
We woke up.
No, well, don't throw the cat food at me.
We, okay, Derek.
That's a lot like
Derek.
Well,
dude,
that was holding the.
Derek works at a 4 a.m. bar.
The Continental.
Yeah, at the Continental. So as a result, a lot of times they're very late, and like he doesn't get home till like well after 5, and he's drinking the whole time and he's drunk. I have a habit of waking up early, but I'm still drunk from the night before. So it's like
last night was stellar.
No, we'll fill you in on that later. But I woke up still drunk one morning, and Derek had come home, and he was drunk, and we had booze in the house. And then we just kept drinking, and next thing you know, we had these canned cat food in the living room, and we started throwing them at him.
And the cat doesn't like the wet.
He doesn't. He pukes it all over the place. I don't even know why we have
it.
At
your friends.
So
wait.
Why do you have like 5 cans of wet cat food if you know the cat doesn't like wet food?
I'm not the one who takes. Yeah, ask Derek. It's his cat. He's the one who takes care of this shit. I don't know why he has wet cat food.
Okay, Derek. Why are you buying the cat wet food if the cat doesn't like wet food?
God.
Why do you have?
Tell me about the time you gave your cat corned beef hash.
Wait. What? What?
He's like, who likes it?
Oh, yeah.
I found, like, a carry-on container that formerly contained corned beef hash on the ground.
Thank you,
babe. In the kitchen. No, I'm like, what's this doing down here? He's
well,
like, it's for the cat.
My parents gave me a little wet cat food because they're like, we don't need it.
So. What do your parents think of your lifestyle?
They encourage it.
Are your parents bad parents?
No.
Why are you wearing a True Blood t-shirt? Aren't you an adult?
It says real blood.
Look at the back of his shirt. It's got the True Blood logo.
Yep.
Why are you wearing that?
It's a birthday gift.
From who?
Brian Nielsen.
Oh, Brian, yeah. That's great. No one else enjoys that, by the way.
Yeah, turn the heat down while you're gone because we wear clothes.
It's 80 degrees now in the house, by the way, everybody. 80 degrees.
It's because Derek doesn't usually dress himself
until
before he leaves.
The ice fucked my window up. It's 35 degrees in my bedroom right now.
Holy shit.
So, if you want to go look,
did we just hear a roommate fight?
That's about as bad as we get.
Oh, that was very
boring.
That's
not true. I lived here for 3 months and I've heard a lot worse.
Well, what is the worst thing you've heard?
The worst thing I heard was the cat food fight. Seriously.
That wasn't a fight.
That was playing.
That was, yeah.
It didn't sound like
that. That had nothing to do with the
Do you cat justify food. Most of your actions by saying it's just plain?
Well, I mean.
I'm going to vouch for them and say yes.
Thank you.
Well, you know, except
it's
for like,
playing!
Except for when we, you know, do the gang rapes, but, you know.
That's not funny.
Yeah, seriously.
Why is that funny?
It's just not.
Why not?
I want James to get out of the bathroom and tell you what Maggie did last night.
Ooh, what did Maggie do? Let's start this without Mr. Fritz. What happened last night? Go.
Last night, I went and hung out with a bunch of skeezy comedians at a couple bars.
How is this different than any other night of your life?
I meant work on
okay,
the other
there you go.
And I got hammered because I didn't really eat that much, and I showed up late, so I started playing catch up because I'm an idiot, and just, like, went at it and just got fucking hammered. Blacked out like crazy. I had, like, text messages I don't remember sending, and, like, conversations I don't
Stop.
Remember.
How often do you black out?
Lately, less than usual. It used
What's
to be a
the
few,
average?
It used to be a few times a week. Now it happens, I don't know, maybe...
Every night.
A couple times a, like, a couple times a month, once a week maybe.
So your average blackout is once a week.
I'm being honest.
Yeah, what's yours?
Zero.
What's yours, Queen of English?
Zero, because I'm the queen.
James, the king's speech over
James,
here.
James, what did Maggie do last night?
Well, last night, I heard a lot of ruckus. In the
That's my favorite rapper callback. Go ahead.
Oh. And like, I didn't know what was going on. I thought maybe she was just fighting with her demon.
And it turns out I was.
Continue.
I was.
Yeah. And it was a lot of clatter. I threw off my sash to see what was the matter, and I walked in. And she's gone. She's fucking gone.
That's in my room.
She's fucking gone. Yeah. When she comes in silent, that's when you know shit's trouble. When she comes in and just walks into the living room and stares at you, and you go, "Hi, Maggie," and she just stares, and then walks away.
Wait,
like,
how
drunk
is she when she says, "I hate you," and die?
Oh, that's not that's medium drunk.
That's me. That's true. That is
okay. Blackout drunk is silence.
You all realize that once you do go to rehab, this will be played, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
Rehab for what?
Oh, really? You think rehab will even search this shit on the internet? So, like,
rehab searches on the internet.
All I'm tagging is Allison, comma Maggie, Eddie. Maggie's drunk. Maggie's at Continental. Maggie threw cat food at Derek.
No,
et cetera. Why am I... These are all things we talked about. This is not new.
This is Maggie last night. This wasn't a cat food night.
Oh, that was
that
the
was,
night
that
before.
That was the
I'm sorry.
This is all after we took all the guns out of the apartment.
Did you have guns in the apartment?
Wait. We were still working.
Well,
yeah,
we had
Maggie
the one guy.
Oh, the shotgun.
The shotgun.
Lisa,
it's still here?
Lisa,
almost.
Wait, stop. You have guns in... do I need to leave?
No, had.
You
past
had
times.
Guns in the apartment.
Yeah.
You do have, like, 8 broken guitars around the apartment. That's great.
No,
have you
no,
seen
no,
the
working
toaster?
Work.
I've seen the guitar toaster. Yes, I actually have.
He was there, yeah. Right.
Derek built the guitar.
He's seen it work.
Wait,
right.
let James finish.
Yes, James. Maggie's in the kitchen.
Wait, can I drink some of your wine?
Yeah,
yeah,
let's
get
wine.
Up the medicine. I'm sorry.
You have wine.
Yes, I have wine.
Maggie drank last night.
Go.
Yeah, so she makes all the commotion, then I walk into the kitchen, because I'm watching Fringe, and that shit is compelling.
Of
Friends.
Course.
And,
Friends.
You're
Fringe.
Watching Fringe.
Friends.
I thought he was watching a great mashup. I'm sorry that wasn't funny.
I was watching my friends sit on my hidden cameras that I post in their houses that I masturbate to. And, so I heard all that, and then I walked in the kitchen, like, later, or I walked to go to the bathroom, and I looked in the kitchen. Fucking fridge.
Wide open?
Refrigerator door. Wide open. A Kembo as fuck. And there's a broken...
I like a Kimbo as fuck.
Oh, you gotta
fuck.
Tell the plates.
It's a Kimbo as fuck.
That's great.
A broken classic.
Wait, James, will you please name an album of B-sides of your comedy a Kimbo as fuck?
A Tupperware.
Broken piece of Tupperware on the floor, and then just tuna all over the kitchen. I cleaned it up, because I'm a nice guy. But it looked like, in my mind, it looked like, because maybe I've watched too many police procedurals, like I saw the crime scene in my head, like fucking how it happened, and I really think she grabbed for like a container of food and thought it was like attached to like something solid and tried to grab onto it, and it fell back and exploded on the floor and tuna went everywhere, and she
really?
Hit her head, and was out for like 15 minutes and then just woke up. And
that's
like,
how you pictured it, because I pictured it like her coming home mad, ripping open the fridge door,
she's mad.
Throwing it on the floor in a fit of rage and just stomping off the bed. It was just like, it's your problem.
Maggie.
Well, that's
Maggie, do you remember any of this?
No. I don't remember coming home.
Maybe it was just a really clever rapist that wanted to hide the scent.
I'm
and
not
put tuna
oh, the tuna rapist!
The tuna rapist.
That's brilliant.
The
rapist. Pussy smells like fish.
If you think that was bad, Derek, tell the plate and the packaging tape story.
Oh!
This does sound like a crime scene. Go
that's
ahead.
That's where he hit her with a plate right
I came home from work, and this wasn't even that late. This is only like 5 or 6 in the morning. I came home from work. Maggie's already asleep, but I go into the kitchen to make myself some delicious gin.
You made gin. That's great.
Yeah,
some delicious
with
gin,
fresh juniper. And I go into the kitchen and I see a plate on the counter. What's different about this plate? It is wrapped about 9 times around in packing tape, ripped off as if somebody bit it off with their teeth, and then the packing tape is askew.
Wait! Do you remember doing this?
No.
Okay, was there anything between the plate and the packing tape?
No.
There were bagels
gross.
Everywhere.
Did I just name an
there were bagels.
Did I just name an indie album called The Plate and the Packing Tape?
Yeah. I hope so.
It's like The Butchers and the Builders.
Are you sure you want to stick with 72? Because I'm going to guess it's more like 37.
This
runs in your family.
One of the longest living
members. Maybe you should adopt.
The longest living family members was an alcoholic and a chain smoker, so
talk about your fucking profile gun.
What? Whoa, yes. It's time to go deep.
My cousin can't hear this, or he'll be really upset.
Does your cousin know how to use the internet?
Yeah, we're friends on Facebook.
That doesn't mean a fucking thing.
Okay.
We're tagging this with Maggins.
Wait, hold on. Realistically, your cousin's through about 8 seconds.
Bobo Maggins' cousin.
Well, I don't know. How do I tell the story? Should I?
I'll tell it. I'll start it off for you. So one day, Jen and I, my girlfriend Jen and I.
What's Jen's last name?
Girlfriend.
Frank. What's her
girlfriend.
Last name?
Frank.
Where does she live?
At.
You're a stalker like every
in
other
Chicago.
Podcast host.
What's your social go?
Your social security number is 84.
What's her PIN number?
So we're in my room hanging out, whatever.
What's
she's
up,
on her computer.
Go ahead.
I'm awesome. And, aww,
that's cute.
And I'm on my computer. We're hanging out. We're talking, bantering, doing or whatever. Maggie like knocks on the door and comes in. She's like, so today I got a call from my mom. And guess what?
Maggie's not happy. Go ahead.
And then Maggie continues to say,
my uncle's in jail.
Why is your uncle in jail, Maggie?
For possession of child pornography.
And then we start...
With intent to sell?
I believe I started laughing
you
hysterically,
laughed, yeah.
And Jen had a look of horror on her face. And then Maggie continued to explain it, which was, well, if you want.
Like, how the conversation went down?
No, not a conversation, just now the rest of it.
That was just the whole thing. I don't know, he's in jail. I called my mom.
And he was your favorite.
And he was my favorite.
That's my favorite part.
And he's my blood uncle.
Uncle Ticklebug was what you called him, right?
Ticklebug?
Ticklebug. Dave, what? Actually, is usually what I called him, Uncle Dave.
Well, Dave is short for Ticklebug.
Yeah, everyone knows that. It's like a given. Everyone knew. No, I called it. My mom, I think it's funny because my mom's dramatic. Like that hit me like when I was having this conversation. Cause
you guys aren't dramatic at all.
She started with, I was
my
just talking to her. She goes, She goes,
what did you tell me?
I told you that James commented on how I have mom issues.
Oh, yes.
I called her and she just asked if I talked to Alex lately. That's my cousin. And I was like, yeah, I just Facebook.
Wait,
comments.
What's Alex's last name?
Edney.
So Alex Edney, who's on Facebook.
Listen, he's a war vet.
Terrible interview.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, he's suffered enough.
Yeah, seriously. It's bad. Like,
well,
because
his dad fucked him.
It's bad.
Well, yeah, he won't speak to him. He's really bad. Like, his little brother will talk to him, like, visit him and stuff, but Alex won't.
Then he's that tiny.
That's why he likes to visit him, because he tickles him all the time.
See, that's another thing. I'm like, I don't think he ever touched Alex or Andrew because he probably would have touched my brother
or me.
That's
why she couldn't sleep at night.
See,
you have
know.
To believe that.
I don't know.
This is really painful.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with this. But yeah, my mom, she just says happy.
Then why are you telling the story? Because
you asked me.
So?
And it's already out
I
there.
I thought you wanted to be Marc Maron. Well, that's how... Marc Maron never goes, so why are you telling the story?
You thought that's who she wanted to be?
Yeah, Maggie wants to be.
She said that to you?
No, him. Interview guy.
Who's Marc Maron?
Silence.
It's like you've never heard of podcast.
No, seriously.
Podcast.
He's some Jew.
Yeah, he does a lot of Pilates.
You're both not being helpful right now. What? I seriously have no idea.
He's a comic.
Oh.
Great comic, been around forever now.
Doesn't die,
like,
has a podcast.
A really successful podcast, and he like talks about issues and gets really deep with people.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's good to listen.
Real Jewy.
That was
like,
wait,
this is an audio podcast.
Fart noise,
fart noise. The visual of you.
The people at home, Brandon just made a... Put his lips together and stuck
his
tongue out.
Wait, you sound like Uncle Tickle Bones.
That's how
Uncle Tickle Bones!
Penis flapping around.
Oh, can we please call him Uncle Tickle Bones?
Can we just not...
Can we just walk on sunshine?
Uncle Tickle.
This is the best PSA to not drink, kids.
Uncle Tickle Bones.
He never touched anybody.
Ah, sure he didn't. Nice guy.
Where's Uncle Tickle-Bones from?
Virginia. Yeah, I had an uncle only raped women that deserved it.
Oh, God. My Aunt Diane is a nice lady.
Him Phil.
We call him Justice.
It's from... He lives in Virginia. He's in jail in Virginia.
Yeah.
Where can people visit him? Time for plugs.
I don't actually...
He does an open mic every morning.
Very open mic.
God, just so everybody at home knows what's going on, Brandon has spilled off the couch and is crying with laughter. Maggie and he is crying with anger. James Fritz is playing Love in the First Degree right now on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, if you've never seen YouTube, it's really cool.
Someone
you should check
said
it
Alabama,
out.
Right? Is that where Lord Ticklepants is in jail?
Virginia. And it's my uncle Dave.
I like Lord
Dave Edney. Who's on Facebook, obviously. He's very
hello, funny. Young penises. I'm Lord.
Hey, I don't know if he was looking at girls or boys. I don't know the details.
So he's that's great. He doesn't want to discriminate. It's
like
brilliant.
To be fair, like my gay fan following. It is a misnomer to think that most pedophiles are gay. That's just...
No, it's
he's not.
Not
gay.
That's just what
yeah,
shows...
Yeah, he ain't no gay.
That's just
he's
what
no
shows...
Bang.
He ain't no
minds.
Fag.
That's just what shows, like, Criminal Minds and presidents, like, every single president ever.
No, like,
that put in our head.
I'm serious that he didn't, like, touch little kids. He was just looking at them, apparently. And I don't know how little they were. They could have been...
Too little to remember. Or maybe just touched with him with his jism.
He thought...
From across,
he
like,
didn't touch any kids. He just looked at them. And I'm not just...
Well, DNA evidence back then was way different.
Back then? What are you talking about? This was
the
year.
You're from Kentucky. Isn't like the age of consent 11?
Yeah, how did he get caught?
Really? I don't know, and that's the detail that part of the family hasn't told us.
Apparently,
my aunt knew about it once, and like they talked, and he started going to therapy, and it didn't work, and somehow then they caught him after that. So now he's in jail. Yeah, I don't know. Now he's in jail. And my cousin would speak
this.
To
no,
him.
No, let's exhaust this to death.
My cousin would speak to him, and I
is
read.
Is your family mad that you would speak? Why won't you talk to him?
No, no, I was like, I asked my brother.
Tickle needs some love.
Stop it.
Tickle
I asked my brother if he thought, because I'm the closest
they
to
all
Alex
flow
in
down
the family.
Here.
I asked my brother if I should say something to him, and he was like, he's a grown-up, he can decide what he wants to do.
So, because he's a grown-up, your uncle's like, I'm done, I don't even care.
Oh, yeah.
No,
well,
I mean,
family understands family.
Yeah. It's like yogurt. There's an expiration date.
We all got weird ones.
I mean, my dad's gone to visit him, but I'm just pissed because he's kind of playing... Like, he thought it was, one, a victimless crime. He's like, it wasn't hurting anybody. It's like, yeah, but someone was taking pictures of those fucking kids, you idiot. Like, and they, I'm sure, didn't want that to happen. And I also read...
Well, I would only be mad if he paid for them. If you got them free online, then there's no...
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah, then everyone's cool.
As long as he's not getting money.
He used Kazaa to get his...
Well, there's like a huge subculture of like.
Continue, because we're gonna out you right now. Go ahead.
Oh, this is.
There's
great.
A huge subculture of what?
This is great,
Senor Tickle Dick. What? Go.
This is. I can't give names in this one.
You have to.
I can't.
By podcast law, you have to give names.
I can't.
And I don't believe your story.
Yeah, we don't believe you.
Okay, then this some guy that knows
some
a guy that I'm friends with.
So you
was dating a girl.
You were dating a girl.
No, this. I'll tell you later when the reporter's off.
No.
I don't listen.
Listen to Alabama's Feel So Right while you can stay.
This guy's dating a girl.
Get into it.
Gets a call from the police one day. Turns out she's 16 and a runaway.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 19. So right.
She's 19.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not a huge age gap.
No,
The problem is that, she said she was his age. And blah, blah, lied about the whole thing, whatever. Was sending him pictures of herself.
Okay.
In the nude. Pornographic of nature.
So wait, this young lady.
Sorry, that was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
He wasn't in trouble. They just wanted.
This young lady
just wanted to know where the
was exposing herself on film.
Right.
And then transmitting those photos.
Right. A couple of months.
Over tubes.
Yeah. Over two people. Oh, over a boyfriend at the time. And then a few months later, this is the best, like, fuck you. After they had already stopped talking and broken everything off, and he was just like, oh my god, this is the most fucked up thing that's ever happened to me. A few months later, he's surfing one of his favorite porn sites, which is, can we make a plug here?
Of course.
Selfshotbabes.com.
What is it?
Selfshotbabes.com.
Selfshotbabes.
Oh, so like chicks with dicks who jizz on themselves?
No, it's just girls that take pictures of themselves.
Selfshotbabes. Babes.
Right, it's pretty self-fucking-explanatory.
Wait.
Apparently it wasn't.
Let's go. Self-shot babes.
Yeah.
.com. So if you're online.
Yeah. And they've got their huge, like, don't sue us legal disclaimer.
When you say they, you're talking about
website.
Self-shot babes.
.com.
Got it.
Great site.
So if you're going to bookmark...
Not that we're looking for sponsors.
It's selfshotbabes.com.
All right.
One more time. Selfshotbabes.com.
So the they in that sentence was selfshotbabes.com.
Correct.
Selfshotbabes.
What?
Boom.
Go.
What is it, Derek?
So a few months later, probably about closer to a year later, he's surfing that site.
So a year later,
what site
is he surfing?
Selfshotbabes.com!
Surfing selfshotbabes.com and discovers a bunch of pictures that she had sent him on this site.
What site, Derek?
Selfshotbabes.com!
It does feel so right, Alabama. Thank you.
Nothing but Alabama for the rest of the time.
I'm trying to
all of your podcasts.
I'm trying to help her uncle out right now.
So her uncle.
Oh, when we make love, that's coming up.
Was not on selfshotpage.com. And he went arrested.
Maybe he was.
He went to the jails.
He went to
selfshotbabes.com.
I like how there's a particular canter for it now, too.
Cadence.
The cadence. Yeah.
You said canter?
Isn't Eric Cantor?
What are we doing?
When we make love, that's what we're doing.
Alabama's our sponsor.
Wait, anyway, finish the story. So.
And it makes the story tricky.
So this skeezy fuck that you know is fucking some underage chicken you're trying to justify. Continue.
No, not at all.
Okay, continue.
No.
Good job justifying it. Go, keep going.
I'm not trying to justify that. I'm trying to justify his think. I'm not like,
hey, you're trying to justify my uncle who's in prison for possession of child pornography.
I'm just trying to explain how easy it is for a girl who's young.
So the point is this. Bitches be tripping.
Right?
Thank you.
Right?
And all these chicks on the rag are sending all these photos.
Yeah.
Right.
To some dudes that are like, hey, bro. And they're like, bro. And then all these chicks.
It's like when that blood comes out, they pussy extra fingers grow on their hands. And they just rag text. Rag text.
Bum, 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 bum.
I'm just
so
saying.
So it's like that.
I don't know the circumstances.
It's just like that. You know the circumstances. It's just like
a bone. Am I right?
I don't know the circumstances of Uncle Ticklebone, but I'm saying...
It's Dave.
Listen.
It's Professor Ticklefeather.
It's Lord Sir Dave Edney.
Dot com.
I'm just saying I know a guy whose ex who was underage.
What's his name?
Not going to get it.
Derek?
But
Derek
my name
Dishock.
Is Derek Dishock. Dishock, but
Dork of the Pants.
Oh, no.
I'm the Michael Flatley of pedophiles.
So you're Irish. And rich.
Yeah. Just out there. It's out there.
Do you think your girlfriend will stay with you much longer after tonight? What's the over-under on this relationship? Let's go.
Over-under?
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, when are you any more over or under?
No! When this bitch be tripping.
Power. She's on her period, you want to be on top.
I know.
Blood don't drip, won't get you.
Drip, drip,
gravity.
Drip.
Gravity.
Yes, am I right? I really feel that way.
Am I right, Gravity?
That's my favorite hip-hop comic. Gravity.
Wow.
It's spelled with two E's.
And no G, oddly enough.
Don't do that.
God, Derek, stop
it. Don't do that. You're not the co-host.
What happened?
You stay with your creepy friends fucking these underage chicks.
Seriously.
And if they're gonna fuck, fuck, okay?
If you wanna fuck out, fuck out. If you wanna be free, be free.
Thanks, Tony.
Because there's a million places to fuck.
I was
let's go back to Maggie of the enemy clan.
So this runs in the E blood. You like to fuck the underage.
This apartment was based on weird uncles.
Was it?
Weird uncle.
This apartment was actually built on an old Indian weird uncle burial ground.
It's three blocks from a grade school. And it smells like ham.
It is.
I dated a guy who was 17 when I was 19.
Wait. Calm down, everyone.
We got more Alabama coming. Everyone chillax.
Oh, Christ.
This video is making me come in ears.
That's a cut!
This might be the longest podcast we release. Because it's just good.
This is going to win you your...
Really
shut up, Alabama! Yeah, it's still going Alabama, son.
Are you sure?
No.
Come on.
The closer
you get.
Beer time.
Bear me, bro, Seth.
I'm gonna drink more of your wine. Thank you, Colleen.
I think you need more of the wine.
Sweet berry wine.
Sweet berry wine.
Supposed
to go faster and faster. Glad you're back, brother.
Alright, turn this down for a second. We need to get back into the E clan fucking the underage.
I had a boyfriend when I was 19 and he was 17.
You
it's
had a boy-
2 year difference.
Why?
And if you were a black kid in Alabama, you could get arrested and never go to college for that. Did
why
you that
do you
college,
hate black kids in Alabama? Go.
What, well, they're black.
What?
Who's the start?
And when in Alabama.
Great tag. Great tag.
Alabama, ladies and gentlemen. This is the sound of Alabama.
I just want everyone to know as soon as I said that, I buried my head in my hands and shook my head.
As soon as Maggie said that, she pulled her wallet out, which has stars and bars on it.
What?
Your Confederate
really?
Flag.
Really? You're 0 for 2. Stop.
And then she showed us her belly and just said, get her. Done. Like two packs. two packs.
Oh my god.
Two packs.
I'm white. I say two pack. Who is this two pack rapper? With his pants falling off, looking like a crazy person.
So
lost his pants and his penis was flapping around.
How did he feel about that?
One day he hates bitches. One day he hates bitches. The other time he's saying, "Mothers, keep your head up. I can't keep it straight."
Is that what he sounded like in high school?
Two pack.
I'm gonna get more
abs. Okay.
They should call you six pack because you got abs.
Oh my god.
Did you say, "Oh my gay"?
Yeah, you
said,
"Oh my gay."
Shut up! Okay.
Let's
You love.
Someone get me a cigarette.
You love underage dick.
No, I don't. I don't at all now. I prefer older ones.
Now you prefer really sad, depressed, angry dick.
Yeah.
What changed?
Actually, now that I think about it.
What changed?
For the record, Brandon has his elbow on his knee.
Oh, he Barbara Walters the fuck out of
this. Yeah, he's Barbara Waltersing this.
I don't know. I was young. It was my first love.
Why did you love underage dick so
my
much?
First love.
He was only 2 years younger than me. Oh, like you've never had one, James. Give me
never.
A fucking
still
drink.
Waiting.
Oh, sorry, fuck you.
Fuck you.
In the face!
I don't know, he was...
What's his name?
Jeff?
Jeff what?
That's Ernsthausen. Your brother's name!
Jeff Ernsthausen.
My brother spelled
it differently. Shut up!
Your first love was your brother?
When in Rome, and by Rome I mean family that fucks each other.
In Rome,
Jeff,
I mean Jeff. Alabama!
My brother spelled his name with a G, and Jeff spelled his name with a J.
God.
Okay, what's... Jeff what? What's his, I lost that name.
Steinbrenner.
Ernsthausen.
Jeff Ernsthausen, who's probably on
you love Jeff.
Yeah, he doesn't like use it. He's
you love
it.
Jeff okay. with horrible last name.
So Jeff, did you date a Jew?
No, he's German.
He's German, so he's the opposite. He's a winner. Okay.
The opposite would be African, I think.
Nope, it's a winner. Do you love the Aryan race?
Apparently, because my other major boyfriend was Chris Schmaltz. Also German.
I know a girl who dated major boyfriend. He was so nice.
He
was the major boyfriend.
I am the model of it.
I am the very model of a modern major boyfriend.
Wow, that was just for Maggie. She loves her musical.
You just made her day.
That made me happy.
Oh, make Maggie sing the whole thing to you.
Go, now, sing.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I have information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the Kings of England, I quote the Pisces Oracle from Marathon to Waterloo, nor to Categorical. I am very well acquainted with matters mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I am teeming with a Latinus. Latinus.
What? Shut up.
Got it.
Fuck up.
With a many cheerful fact about the square of the hypotenuse. Many cheerful fact about the square of the hypotenuse. Many cheerful fact about the square of the hypotenuse. Many cheerful fact about the square of the hypotenuse. That's actually the only verse I know.
Okay.
This was pretty fast.
You know what? It was pretty fast, but it wasn't pretty good.
I think
What could you have done to make it better? Let's go through this.
I could have enunciated better,
okay,
remembered
that's a
the
start.
Words better, yes.
Slower.
I shouldn't hear you breathe when you sing. Okay?
That wasn't really sick.
Broadway,
alright,
Black
Swan didn't win Best Picture tonight. Lay off.
What comic said that the Black Swan was just a movie about a woman that really wants to masturbate?
Oh, James, I love you. Turn that shit up.
This is how it's done, Maggie.
This is how it's supposed to be done. This is what I get drunk and play on YouTube for my friends.
To be fair, for like a ramshackle podcast, I'm a pretty good audio guy. If anyone's hiring out there...
Paul Bryan.
This is Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance.
Terrible shit.
1981, I think, live performance.
Oh.
And this is the Major General song, I Am the Very Model of a Modern Major General, which I just tried to sing a little bit.
Mike Myers!
One of my favorite musicals ever.
Is he supposed to be gay? Is that the joke?
No, he's just supposed to do a song fast.
No, it's a major general comes out with a tiny umbrella.
It was old times. He was just shielding himself from the sun. Well, an actual play takes place earlier than the 80s.
He's about to say.
Could you admit you're homophobic now? Go.
I'm not homophobic.
Okay, liar. What?
Huh? Huh? Yeah.
I am very well acquainted to with matters mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I'm teeming with all the news. Ooh, not-a-news.
Ha ha! I don't get it!
With many careful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
I love a conductor.
Conductor's
like
going nuts.
I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings and calculus. It's only matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general.
Maggie, do you ever wish you liked things that were good?
This is great! Pirates of Penzance?
I know I'm the biggest of the king
of the sense of and it's hilarious. The show, if you listen to it, it's funny. The thing is, you gotta listen to the songs and everything in order to get it.
Do I? Do I?
You're watching one clip from one song.
I watched the whole thing in a dinner theater.
You did?
When I was in the sixth grade.
No, nothing.
And I was a dumbass, and I knew it sucked.
Nothing compares to this cast.
Because I ain't gay!
This cast was the best cast. Like I don't know how...
No homo!
I don't know how anyone else could perform this without casting the people they casted in the roles that they have here. Like,
I can't
You know how I'd like to cast these people?
With my dick!
And body cast when I broke all their bones.
Fuck
it's
Tony,
so gay!
Tony Azito as the sergeant of the
fight
fucking,
Pilates!
Pilates!
You guys don't know good art.
Pilates.
Oh, this is good
That's
art.
Good art. That's
It's a satire. It's awesome.
A satire of what?
Good songs?
When
good things.
When
just
they,
good.
When they wrote this operetta at the time, there are a lot of like...
Oh, it's an operetta now.
Yeah, it is an operetta. It's always been an operetta.
My God.
What? What
Fart.
Do you have to say to that?
Poop-a-retta.
It was always an There were a lot of, like, operas.
I love Pooperettas. This is not one of the best.
There are a lot of operas and plays about, like, piracy that were serious.
Yeah, there are a lot of novels about jerking off.
And so they wrote...
Wait. Name one.
Everything fucking,
I hate that.
I win!
Everything fucking,
It's one.
I win! Zero writer. Every novel he ever wrote.
Patrick Bateman.
They wrote this.
Yeah, Patrick Bateman.
Oh, wait, with the Easton, Brad Easton Ellis?
Brad Easton, those are all masturbation novels.
They wrote this to make fun
Terrible
of
shit.
All of the operas and plays that people had been doing about piracy at the time.
Do you think it's...
Oh, so it's intentionally bad.
It's not bad!
So it's okay and justifiable to make fun of other people's art that they really invested in.
It's Gilbert and Sullivan! It's awesome! Don't make faces at me.
Ooh, Jim Ford, oh, did you come? Got it! And whistle the ass and let it run on us
as Pinafore! And Pinafore was another play that was together. Gilbert and Sullivan.
That's chaos!
Sorry that you have to think for a second to get into
this
shit.
Is this how your uncle... Wait. Is this how your uncle looks when he talks to young boys?
Oh, you're a piece of shit. He's gonna do it really fast at the end. It's impressive.
Oh, good.
Well, now this is.
Because he's had enough time to breathe.
In fact, when I know what he's been
through. Why is there a shit all over Pirates of Penzance?
This is no Eminem, you only got one shot song.
Yeah, it ain't.
When such affairs and surprises, I'm more
weary. Don't even mention Eminem when you're watching
Pirates
of Penzance.
Oh, dude, Eminem is the most prolific artist.
When I learned what fitness has been made in modern gallery. When
I don't even think that's his real sideburn.
He has mutton chops for those of you.
I got drunk and thought that was the guy on Brandon's poster for his show tomorrow.
She gave it to me. Wait, I still have it. Statigy, that means roll the horse, but you need to know that. It's great. He's gonna do it really fast in a second. It's really good.
I get the point of the song.
what? No Alabama.
No, you just wait. It's gonna go nuts.
He's gonna go nuts. That's the part my dad auditioned for in high school, but he ended up playing Frederick the lead instead.
That's the part my dad also auditioned for this, but then his testicles dropped.
Don't diss my father. You're out of this house. When I have them a premise that we made in modern gallery, when I know more than Texas than an office in an array, Trump and Anna's pencil is a villain that's a stretch, they don't say a villain makes an error, but an error. I'm sorry that this isn't good enough.
No, that's pretty cool.
Fuck you. So when you're telling them it's a bit happy, it's a bit dream, and everything goes out at the beginning of the center, silly like a spending of a minimum, and then a red eye, and then a model of a body, and yeah! But this is live.
Held it!
And yeah, he is kind of gay. I will give you that. He's a little gay.
What do you have against gay people?
Nothing. I've...
Eat him out.
Do you hate
him? No, that's fucking cool.
No, now it's cool. Like, a second ago, you were making fun of my uncle about it, and now it's cool.
What?
Whoa!
I wasn't part of the uncle train, or whatever they called it when
that's
they bought it.
That's what his uncle called it.
Uncle train?
Whatever the fans call it.
Uncle train!
Is that going to be the name of your first album, Uncle Train?
Uncle Train. Uncle Big Nuggle.
Parentheses, it runs in the family.
Just get it? Because, get it?
Yeah, because I fucked a 17-year-old when I was 19. I get it.
Boom!
I took his virginity, too.
Ooh, was that any good?
What? I don't know what you said.
Any good?
No.
Yeah.
Well, we worked it out, but you
did
know,
you?
It took some time.
We were
together for like over a year. So.
How long should you take with a man to make it good? Go.
I would say after the first 3 times or so, you should start to kind of
really
figure it out.
That
what
quick?
Was that?
Inquisitive.
That sound that came out of your body was weird.
Really?
Really? We're doing that now. We're just judging voices.
That's
like grade school children that your uncle likes.
It was fun. It was a weird voice. I wanted to comment on it. It was weird.
Do you think that doesn't hurt me?
Well, I think I've been I've been plenty hurt during this fucking podcast already. You dissed my uncle and my favorite musical. What else is there? What else is there? You might as well call me ugly and fat.
You're beautiful, and I'm an adult.
If you really want to... Bring the hell down, God. Fucking Ringo.
Is this on your family crest?
Oh my God!
Hey, Brandon, I remember distinctly a Twitter post you had a few weeks ago.
I don't?
That was, if beer is proof that God loves us, then flavored vodka is proof that God loves to fuck underage girls.
Yeah, I'm brilliant.
I'm just saying.
And you should be an Edney.
Brandon,
when was the first time you had sex with an underage girl? Go.
That was 17.
Yeah.
Get it? I was underage too.
No.
You dumb
that's
cunt.
Sick.
We were only 2 years apart. It
that's
just happened
sick
to be me
you
at 19.
You both disgust me. I think you're bad people.
He was cute.
The
he
law
cute
is the law.
Thank you. But we were crossing.
And it meant to be broken. What's up?
We were crossing.
No, that's Hyman's, right?
Oh, yeah. Except in that time of the month.
Right.
Because you're bleeding.
I don't have a hymen every time I have a period.
You don't. You don't.
I regrow.
Where does it go? What happened?
I thought that's why you were so mad.
I'm mad. That's why I'm mad. I lost my hymen every time you fucked me when I was having a period.
All right, well, now
you
have an answer.
Yeah,
what's up? We just say. Getting some of those red wings. What's up?
My dick's going to look bloody either way.
Is that the name of your fourth album?
Posthumous.
my dick's gonna look bloody either way.
All I know is, like, that was amazing. Like, come on, that was fun.
That was very good.
I'm a genius. Times I got appreciated for that fact. Someone go buy me cigarettes.
You know what I love? I love how Ringo Starr's got a song called You're 16, parentheses, You're Beautiful and You're Mine, and he was Mr. Fucking Conductor after Carlin.
What are you talking? Oh,
on Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was Mr. Fucking Conductor.
Yeah. Well, why do you know about Thomas the Tank Engine?
Because I'm a big Beatles fan and a big Carlin fan. No, I call my dick Frank Thomas the Big Hurt.
White Sox! Yeah! No.
Because Robin Ventura is always
Sports
something that
I is. There it is. Rockin' Robin, baby. Rockin' Robin. Colleen. You look miserable. Go.
I'm miserable.
Prove it.
I worked 9 hours today.
How was that?
It sucks. I worked for 9 hours.
Do you like work?
I love my job. I actually
What a great interviewer. Do you like work?
I actually really like my job. It's the first time I've really liked a job in a long time.
What's the problem?
I'm just exhausted from it. It's exhausting.
Why?
Because I'm making pizzas continuously.
Why?
We made 300 pizzas tonight. I'm fucking tired.
Why do you make so many? Yeah. Just tell them that's enough.
It was Oscars night.
That's
people were buying
enough.
Pizzas.
They're having their Oscar parties.
Like I've never
pizza.
Seen before.
Why haven't you seen that before?
People bought as many pizzas tonight as they did during the Super Bowl. It was bananas.
When you say bananas, are you saying that because you're retarded or you're racist?
No, I really mean that like it
can
was
it be both?
I understand. What? It can be both.
Yeah. There shouldn't be any either.
Yeah.
Way.
I have to pick?
Yes, you do. Go.
Both.
You're both racist.
And?
Making fun of people that are mentally disabled.
Yeah.
What, retards?
That's fun.
Blacks.
I hate retards and
blacks.
And colors.
And
oh, gosh.
Why? They've got three avid racists.
Is them. That because... Is that because they don't tip well?
No, that's
because
you burn this
tip
wine.
Well, Brandon, yeah, they don't tip at all, buddy.
They don't even leave you anymore.
Who's they? Wait, whoa, guys. Well, who's they?
Can we? Dead silence.
Wait, did you enjoy the pizza that I brought over?
Oh, my God. I did. That's not a pizza. That's an explosion of good.
This is probably the best.
And that's what I call Robbie's dick.
And soul and sweat. Into
why would you put sweat into food?
Because I knew I was bringing it home to eat.
There
it
is.
And I'm not eating it. So I don't care.
Oh, will you play the Scrapple song?
Just a
play the Scrapple song.
Scrapple!
You have to have a conversation about
Explain
Scrapple.
Explain Maggie's backstory of living in Pennsylvania.
You were talking about bananas, so I played Rafi singing Banana Phone.
Play that song
Rafi,
from
Rafi.
Have a conversation about it, I'll play it.
Play that song about bananas from Beetlejuice. The best.
Let's talk about Michael Keaton.
Ring,
yeah.
Banana phone.
Okay.
Rocky sucks. Rosenschatz was where it was at. Did you know Rosenschatz?
Brandon, you're going to have a 7-hour podcast.
No one's going to listen to this. You don't know that, right? It's like,
it's not a mustard show.
Fuck off.
What?
Rosenschatz.
And Yolstar?
Gary Rosen
Scrapple.
And Bill Schatz. And they did kids' music. When I was growing up, and I think it was
that
more of a...
Trust me, out of any family that knows kids' music,
I'm going to punch you in your dick if you don't stop it.
Because it's usually playing with the ice cream truck and they're driving down
I'm
the
not
street.
Like a
boy,
stop it!
I gotta go piss. I'll turn that potentially kids in the way to the bathroom.
You're not my family, so she didn't have any trouble with that.
Oh!
My family.
My family.
My body.
My body.
What? What am I playing? Rosencrantz?
Rosencrantz. Rosenschontz.
What?
Scrapple!
No, we're playing a hug, a hug, a hug. That's
no, 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 no,
no.
Try to stop
no,
me.
No,
okay. Rosencrantz, hug, 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 hug.
This is awful podcasting.
This is my favorite day ever.
No,
I don't even think that it's really recording.
It is.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, one should be. It is?
We're on 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Has it been that long?
It's been that long.
Oh,
They are getting. Yeah, they're.
Yeah, this is what Chicago Saints sound like.
Play Pilates. Just eat pizza made from sweat. And talk about things
sweat
that
pizza,
make
pizza, Pilates, and faggot, uncle.
It took me like 3 minutes to make this pizza. I hope you loved it.
Why would it take you 3 hours to make that?
3 minutes.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
That makes a lot more sense. Oh, God,
they're getting so old. 3 hours? It was like half my day.
Okay. I wish you were here to hear that.
There you go.
I wish you were here to that. She was looking up like her old people who like...
The kids,
on YouTube,
the kids' music I used to listen
that
to.
That she used to listen to, and she goes, oh my god, they're looking so old, they're getting so old.
It's
the
same.
The people who wrote the kids' music, I remember.
When I was little.
Yeah, they're aging. You're not little.
But look at him, he was like our age back then.
That's even creepier.
He was our age? I'm that old?
He was. I'm
72.
This doesn't feel like podcasting.
It doesn't feel like anything anymore. We've lost feeling, ladies and gentlemen.
Sleep, sleep, sleep. God,
I like
sleep.
The way you think.
What is this? This is awful. All right, I don't need cigarettes.
Rosen shots.
We gotta get Derek out so we can end this shit.
Why do you gotta end it? Let it out.
Let yeah, it man, it's just free farm podcast.
Let it blossom, let it flow.
Yeah,
just let it
lovely.
Die already.
I agree completely.
You guys are always giving up on art.
Yep, we are. We're not fans
There's
of art.
There's always tomorrow.
That's true, there is always tomorrow, unless you
not
die.
Not if you die in your
what
sleep.
What are you doing at the Hungry Brain tomorrow?
Talk show.
No, duh. Let's put the end. I'm sorry, I was totally planning on going to
she loves
you've also know. Ripped the poster off the wall. You should fucking know.
In the ladies' room.
Wait. Her response was in the ladies' room. How does that make it any different? The information doesn't change from restroom to restroom.
The ladies that are going to the bathroom are going to see it on the wall outside of the bathroom.
Why?
Because it's posted out there.
So?
So they're not going to just sit on the toilet and stare and be like, oh yeah, that's a show I need to go to.
That's what
because
I thought.
They're peeing.
I thought all women base their night choices on what they see in the bathroom.
They sure don't.
I didn't know that.
Thank you, Maggie.
You're welcome.
You base it on burps.
Yeah, that's what we base it on.
Am I right?
Am I right?
Hey.
Here's
your Scrapple song. Hey, Scrapple song.
Have us out.
Make it loud.
Yeah, I'll give you one.
This is the closing song.
Yeah, this is the closing song. Fantastic.
Scrapple.
Now, they're God-fearing folk in that Keystone
Every
State.
Every Monday night at the Hideout.
Food.
Chicago.
Fuck off.
There's things for all kinds of people to hate, but there's one that everybody loves. And
it's Scrapple. Scrapple. Scrapple.
I gotta go visit my grandma again and get some more.
Hey, what's that swimming in the big bread pan that's gonna fall this
man? Did you get to eat it in the Scrapple when I had it? No.
I didn't have the Scrapple.
You can't get it around here. You gotta go eat Scrapple.
That's
the
only place you can get it.
Scrapple is a breakfast meat made from boiling down a pig's head and grinding it up and making it into a brick and adding spices and stuff, and then you slice it and fry it up in a pan. And I brought 2 bricks home after Christmas.
That's a good sound.
Fed it to my friends.
Fuck, that's hot as shit. I'll wait. What's that? Hey, what's that swimming in the big brick
pan? Alright, turn
so over. What are your closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts!
Oh, you recap?
Recap! Maggie, go.
Balls.
I really wish I didn't end up talking about half the things I talked about.
Fantastic. Colleen, go.
I wish I was dead.
Fantastic. Derek.
Yeah, I think you guys went.
James, go.
I wish everyone was dead.
And I wish that there weren't 2 fucking alien masks staring at me
no,
right now.
No, there's 1 alien mask and 1 predator mask.
The predalien mask, actually.
Nerd.
Not nerd enough.
Yeah, apparently.
Predator alien.
I agree with James, and I wish we were all dead.
From the greatest filmmaker of our generation, Paul W.S. Anderson. Rose.
Did we have fun?
No.
No.
Mm.
No.
Did anyone break down and cry?
I don't understand why everyone's so upset.
I actually did. I had fun.
I don't understand why.
Well, I know why I'm upset.
Periods? Because of periods? Really, women? Come on. You want to be president and win Oscars? Stop it.
I've been trying.
That's what's keeping him from loving me.
Oh, Thanks, everybody. Yay! Have a wonderful night.
Bye.
Why would you still be listening to this? That's insane.
I think the closing moment is the funniest of the whole